Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No, Tatiana's in the rears. Like, she owes... She's...
Oh, Tatiana is in arrears. Tatiana has to step up her game because she hasn't done as much as you've done in the past.
Bingo!
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now you get more like an Irish family. Throw the sibling under the bus.
It's not Mother's Day till we find a scapegoat.
You could have labeled my whole extended family the blame game. That's what we played all the time.
Oh, they meet up at a
They're
bar.
They're trying to get some strange on the side, and they bump into each other.
Yeah.
I said, it's Ashley Madison. And there's no reaction when in real life you'd be stabbed with a butcher knife.
Exactly. Oh my God,
he puts an ad in the paper to say he's looking for, do you like pina coladas, holding hands. And his wife answers the ad.
Because, Mike, deep down, they really did love each other.
It's such BS.
I'm a solution brother. I want her to be a solution sister.
My name is Mr. Wolf. I solve problems.
I think fast. I talk fast. So if you can't get the flowers and not replace it with the cheesecake, lots of luck, gentlemen.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, when you have a full weekend, it's, you know, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you love what you do. I don't care if you've got the greatest boss in the world. I don't care if you... You know, you run your own thing. I don't care what it is. Monday is Monday.
Always.
And when you have a lot of weekend, Monday's always Monday.
And you know what?
Monday is Monday. We had a Monday in the O'Mara house.
When it's an early Monday, it sort of starts on Sunday night, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's just bleh.
Yeah.
It's bleh. And when you overindulge either Friday or Saturday, especially Saturday, you know, and you're just in a coma on Sunday. Anyway, I mean, first world problems, right?
Yeah, I love
Mondays.
I mean,
there are people...
I do. It's the refresh of the week.
All right, we'll get to you in a second.
The way to get started again.
Yeah. Welcome.
He is so contrary.
I know he is. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show.
He should have said, no, I'm not.
That has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Indianapolis, Indiana. Denver, Colorado. There's major cities. Are you just throwing a dart?
No. These are real submissions.
Okay. Yeah. Florence, Arizona. Cusco, Peru. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes. Cusco.
Cusco.
Mm-hmm.
Cusco. Going down to Cusco.
Cusco.
Cusco. Long Beach, California. Brighton Beach, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Why don't they just have a town and name it? Is it Brighton Beach? They have to put the town... The county, the province.
It's a neighborhood, mate.
Brighton Beach, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia.
I didn't want you to confuse it with the one in Long Island that the Neil Simon play was based on, yeah.
Well, as soon as you say Australia, I wouldn't want to do that.
No.
But I really wonder what the Aussies would say. Would they say Brighton Beach? Hey, Mike.
Hi, mate. Hey, g'day, mate. I'm getting down to Brighton Beach.
My Aussie dialect always goes into my South African, you know?
And I love your South African.
How do you do, Ernie Els?
Always Ernie Els with you. I love when you do it, though. It's great. No one does
Big
that.
Easy.
That's
Big
a,
easy.
That's a
Rob,
dialect that's that that's yeah. a dialect that not many people do, so I relish when you do it.
Well, it's terrible. The reason I do it like that is because I really can't do the real one, where it's just like, it was in the field. I was on the field of the way, and I hit the seven.
Ernest Els.
By the way, if I went, and they have these out in Hollywood, if I went to a dialect coach, it would take me 6 minutes. If somebody told me, this is the trick. As soon as I would know that, I would know. In fact, I'm probably after the show now, because I'm talking about this. This is what's great. Maybe Oscar has a point. Monday, I literally feel the energy surging through my body. I feel the blood flowing to my brain. And I'm sitting there going, oh, after the show, I may look at a YouTube video on how to do a South African dialect.
There you go.
Because now everything is available. It's incredible.
It's right there.
When you think about it. I mean, it's special. It's special. So welcome to the show. We're glad to have you along. Shout out to my friend Mike Krasny, a voice from the past who surfaced on a web that Don O'Brien put up about old WOHN. You know,
Herndon. And,
yeah. And by the way, it's amazing to me. I'm not, you know, this was a thread, WOHN thread that Big Don put up, including a picture of the old building that I used to work at.
Mike, apparently, it's really a gorgeous facility. You really have undersold it through the years. When I saw that photo, I said, wow.
Jack Diamond's on this thread, mm-hmm. and Dan Mason is on this thread. And by the way, I just can't. I sang for my supper with Dan Mason runtime to keep my job, and I'll never look at him as anything other than the boss. And it's a combination of hatred and fear and and all those things, you know. And you know, he's a radio guy with that perfect teeth smile. you know, and he was on the thread, and it was like everybody waxing nostalgic.
Was he on air at WOHN?
I don't know if he was. He was on long before I was.
Right.
I think Chuck Dickman, who's my old program director, at a couple of joints, WOHN and WYRE in Annapolis. He mentioned my name on the thread. And then Don O'Brien said there was a thing, a radio thing, all right, that made its way through radio stations all over Washington, D.C. And what it was graffiti of Where's Jay? By the way, I'm not an originator of this. But I may have it wrong.
I've never heard this.
There are radio guys out there now that probably know more about it. Don O'Brien would probably know more about it.
Is it a bit or a contest?
It's a bit. Like, here's the way I understood it.
All right.
And I mean, I'm so old now. It's like going back in my memory banks. I'm a baby DJ.
Okay.
I'm in college when I start working at WOHN. I'm doing that. And Where's Jay? I think maybe in the bathroom at WYRE I saw Where's Jay, and at other, you know, everybody J-A-Y, would call Where's
right?
Jay. And the way I heard the story, and this might have come from Chuck Dickman, my old program director, who is a great guy, wonderful guy, we're still friends. It may have been that you can get into any party anywhere. You can literally walk into a party, and I know I did it once in Georgetown. You can walk into a party and be gain entry by simply saying, "Where's Jay?"
Because mm-hmm.
there's always somebody that may be a Jay,
right?
And it doesn't cause. And I know we tried it, but Where's Jay? So when Don O'Brien wrote something like, "This is where Where's Jay originated in that building." And
wow.
I wrote where, and all I wrote on the thread while all these guys are talking about, hey, remember that bull? There apparently was a bull that got in front of the radio station door, pot roast the bull, where they couldn't sign the station on because pot roast was in front of the door, and so they wrote it up.
It was in a field, right?
It was in a farmer's field,
right?
Yeah.
But I reacted. The only thing I reacted to, Where's Jay? LOL. Because that's my only thing that I remember. Where's Jay? I mean, it was the first radio. It was the first real commercial job I ever had. And I started doing the God Squad on Sunday morning and then ended up working, I think, middays or afternoons or something like that. And Where's Jay was everywhere where they would write Where's Jay. And it brought back such a memory. It was terrific. And then I reconnected with this guy, you know, just briefly, just a couple of notes. Mike Krasny, who ran an ad agency, and he worked there too. But my buddy Dave DiNardo worked at this radio station. And it was just a long time ago. And it's fun to see these people that still are kind of having a brief connection for a second. And then Dan Mason jumps in, I get all sweaty. My palms start
well,
to sweat. You know?
Was he the vice president?
CEO of CBS Radio.
CBS, yeah. Jesus.
So this was like probably 1979 or 80 when you were at WHON or OHN?
WOHN.
Forgive me.
It would have been 1980, 81-ish.
And so what was, when, I know the God Squad was, you know, standard Sunday morning stuff, but on afternoons, like, was it a middle of the road station? What was the format?
It was called Adult Contemporary.
Ugh. You must have loved that.
I like
that.
Dreaming.
Yeah, Kenny Nolan.
Because dreaming can make you mine. Yeah.
AC.
Yeah, that was, it was, yeah. And then it flipped to country while I was there. I literally went through a format change in my very first job.
Before you knew how to shave.
What it was going to be. Do you have Kenny Nolan?
I'm bringing it up now. Yeah. I believe I do.
This is the definitive suck adult contemporary song that I played.
Hold on a second. Where would it be?
My first station flipped. WHFS and 99.1 at that time. And I remember going into the music director's office.
Did they flip to El Zol? Is that what they flipped to from you?
Yeah. All right. And he looked at me and he said, Oscar, this is radio. Go to law school.
Who said that to you?
The music director, Pat Fries, he looked at me and he said,
prophetic.
He said, this is radio. Go to law school.
Go to law school. Wow. Dude, let me see. The Pina Colada song was another one that we played a lot of.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Did you not find I like
don't, for amazingly, I don't have. I don't
well,
have.
Why? I'm glad. That actually makes me happy that you don't have.
I thought more like yacht rock. Yes.
Hey, everybody. AM 1440 WOHN. I didn't sound like I do right now.
Hi.
AM 1440.
Here's Rupert Holmes.
I was tired of my
but anyway,
this is probably the greatest song about marital infidelity, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was about a yacht and a pina colada.
No, they both put personal ads in the paper because they hate each other, and then they meet up at a
they're
bar.
They're trying to get some strange on the side, and they bump into each other.
Yeah.
I said, it's you, and there's no reaction. When in real life, you'd be stabbed with a butcher knife.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
He puts an ad in the paper to say he's looking for, do you like pina coladas, holding hands. And his wife answers the ad.
Because, Mike, deep down, they really did love each other.
It's such a BS.
This is so dumb, though. As a kid, I really just thought this was the happiest song around.
Yeah. Do you like Pete? What is this?
This is the other cheating song by Rupert Holmes, Him. Where he finds,
Him. What you gonna do about him? Is this like because he's the other man?
Yeah. Well, he finds a pack of cigarettes, but they're not his brand.
That's a great call. Another cheating song. Everybody's just banging everybody in the 80s. Not my brand.
Oh, shut up, Rupert
Holmes. That's not his brand.
Not his brand. Understand.
Well, happy post Mother's Day Monday. Hope everybody had a good one. And hi to Big Don and all the radio guys. And it's just, it is funny. It's how I most of my career was, where I still have reactions to management. I'm still against the man.
Sure.
I really am. And it's I shouldn't do this, but I have to because it's the way I really feel and I have to be honest. I just see I went on the Big Honchos page to see all the congratulations for his different CEO gigs that he gets, you know. And it's just like all these guys that, you know, they're still, it's still the land of suck up. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really,
a lot of
it really
smiling.
Is the land of suck. I was never a networker and I know exactly why I wasn't.
Distasteful to you.
I hated every inch of it.
Yeah.
I hated the conventions with the conclaves, and I just wasn't a networker. I probably would have done better if I had been a networker.
You were
probably
a certain place in your life where you didn't have to be. You were doing well.
Yeah, that's true. Also, that's true. Also, but like, I always think of
if you don't have anything, you're just like, oh, I got to figure out a way to get something.
Yeah,
but if you have everything, and you know, you found success so early in your career and sustained it.
I got to tell you how I feel.
Why would you have to play that game?
Let me tell you how I feel about what we do. We are, when you say go to law school, it brought it home for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have never thought of this as anything other than we're kind of like the, all right, what's the movie? Uncle Buck. Yes. We are kind of like that guy that gets out of the car and walks
the
up to the
car.
Door. The mouse car. That's really what we do.
Yeah.
And to pretend we're, you know, well, then get into management. Get into radio management if you want to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't have that chip. I've never had that chip. I tried it for a while. I was terrible at it. Or it was terrible to me. I tried management.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. I've never liked it.
You were a program director, not a GM, right?
I was an operations manager, so I ran two radio stations.
Oof.
But the programming side of two, they were little radio stations, but they.
But that's
and
sort
that's
of like
I,
a gateway drug.
That's where I hired
and...
Bob White. That's how desperate I was to fill the chair. I hired Bob White from a beautiful music station to do country. Here's Willie Nelson to sing for you, Bob White. It was, I don't know. I like doing this.
Yeah.
This is what I like.
Yeah.
That's why he's good at both. He's better at both. He was the backbone of the other show, too, because he did all that work so the other guy could do, do his thing.
Well,
so
we
Chad
all
could be silly and stuff like that. He's funny, too. He's one of the rare guys that loves this just as much as he loves the other thing. Wouldn't that be accurate? You like this as much as you like
strengths. Let me be clear about that. And Chad is one of the most talented people I know. So are you,
yes.
Mike, for that matter.
Thank
that,
you.
That you got to lean into your strengths when you have to. And sometimes you don't, right? And sometimes you can hope that it all works out, for example, on a Mother's Day. When you walk in to your mother's house in Albany and expect a wonderful visit. And that doesn't really work out.
He's primed to talk about it. Oscar came to the show today.
Ready to go.
I told him we were going to lead with him, and then I got off on a tangent. And I have to say that at least on the preliminary pre-show meeting,
yes,
there's one person in the room today that did not have the very best of Mother's Days. And apparently there was a bit of a tiff, a problem, an altercation.
A set to a Brannigan.
So your plan was for you and your bride, Shannon, to go visit your mom.
Yes, yes.
And how did the day begin? I'm going to do this the Socratic way. I'm going to ask you. How did the day? You had planned on it. Shannon was ready.
Yes,
to,
we had to be
to
there
this?
By 2 p.m. We were both going into work. I got there roughly at 9 a.m. Shannon got there at 9:30. We drove separately. No big deal because she. This is the fun part about running a business. You know this, Mike. Sometimes they're a weekend, sometimes they're not. And for me, I thrive when there's weekend work because that means there's business. That's the way I look at it that way.
Kind of, you like also being on your own and coming in and not having distractions and getting in and putting your nose to the grindstone.
It's that old adage when people I used to love going in on vacation days to your 9-to-5 work because no one else is there. You just do your work and move on, and you still get credit for that day.
How does Shannon feel about that?
She is not a subscriber to that theory.
Yeah, I would tell you to go to hell. I would say it's the Lord's Day, pound effing sand.
And on the seventh day, Mike rested.
Right. You're talking about somebody that, if I'm eating a burrito at 5 o'clock and the phone rings, I'm like, what? What?
Which is fine.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it started with, and in fairness to Shannon, we had worked all day Saturday. And we had other team members that worked all day Saturday. So this is now Sunday.
Just the new location?
Yes.
All right.
And it's not like backbreaking work. We're working with other subject matter experts. It's not like it's just the two of us. It's actually pretty interesting and technical wise. So then I'm up and I'm about to, and it started off with, hey, do you want me to go ahead or do you want to come with me? Which is a slight nudge to your loved one saying, we got to go.
This is on Sunday.
Sunday morning. Okay. Right?
This is at work.
No, this is in the morning when we woke up to go, when I woke up to go to work, took a shower, got dressed.
And she wasn't necessarily planning to come with.
She wasn't ready and it didn't seem as eager as I was. And I said, hey.
Shannon, this is Mike. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
So she ends up going. We have a pleasant time. We're working. And my wife, on her time, likes to do three things at once. Like she'll be working on a spreadsheet. Then she'll have a television show on in the background. Like three other things happening. And I said, have you ever thought of turning the iPad off? And seeing how much faster you would finish a task than just doing five things at once.
This is Sunday morning that this starts?
Yes, we're at the office at this point. Just because it was an observation of mine to think that if she just did that one linear thing and probably
not. Did she look at you and say, have you ever thought about taking me to brunch like a normal human being on a Sunday morning?
Fair enough. Right.
Yeah.
She would focus on the French toast.
The friction had started, and it's fine. I knew that we had limited time. We had to get to Albany, and ideally finish all that work in the morning, so we wouldn't have to come back in the evening or the afternoon.
So let's just look. I am playing devil's advocate to a certain degree here.
It's
so
important.
Let's put ourselves in Shannon's position. Get to work, be criticized by your husband at work, finish as quickly as you can so that you can get in a car and drive out to your mother-in-law's house.
Doesn't sound as appetizing on the other side. I agree.
Lucky.
It's fine.
Lucky lady.
But we're not raging on the weekend.
Sounds like a pretty good little Sunday.
We're not drinking. We're not doing anything crazy.
Yeah, but,
right.
I think if she went in, kicked her shoes off, got to log a little TV time on a Sunday afternoon before she has to go back to work. I mean, anyway, go ahead. So you have urgency to get out to Olney.
Yes. Right. So she called. So we get to the Safeway to buy some flowers. I know Classy on the way there to Olney, and she comes back in.
If you've waited till 2 o'clock on a Sunday, they may have even been marked
down.
She
said the flowers are gone. No more flowers.
Oh, not marked down.
Yeah. And somebody the cards, has to. You see a bunch of people on Sunday at that time standing in the aisle going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your best bet is going to be one of the cards that says blank inside.
But life is full of audibles. So right? She comes back empty handed, and I'm like.
Oh, so you didn't go in with her?
No, because I had to wait with the dog. The dog was in the car. I can't just walk around the dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So dogs you drop everywhere. Her off. So if we're keeping track of the dream Sunday for Shannon. She goes into work on Sunday, works with you, and then give her
It is a household business.
I understand.
Mike. It's for everybody. Yes.
I understand. And and that's fine. But she's dropped off at the
Yaya. Because she doesn't want me to go in to get the flowers because I can't pick out flowers. Right. So we had the whole thing. So it's already contentious. And I said, hold on a sec. So I get out and I go back out because what do you do with life? It's full of audibles. I bought a cheesecake. I know my mom's a roly-poly. She's going to love a cheesecake. So
please don't use that phrase anymore.
If you can't get flowers, a cheesecake's probably a step up for her. She's going to love it.
It's not the Florida cake.
It's the cheesecake.
It's the cheesecake.
Exactly. I'll take that.
That's fine.
Yes.
Is it a nice cheesecake?
Beautiful cheesecake. Fantastic.
So when she comes out empty-handed, do you get out of the car in a huff and storm back into the supermarket?
Yes! Logic dictates.
I know him well. I know
something.
I can practically write the movie.
She said there's nothing there, like with the big dramatic. There's nothing. Everything's gone. Like I waited the last minute.
Nothing.
And
there.
I said it's a grocery store. I'll be right back. And I walk in, 3 minutes, grab a cheesecake, roll out, a self checkout, gone, done.
I wouldn't be doing my duty as a fat guy if I didn't ask some specifics on the cheesecake. Was it a bakery cheesecake or was it like from the frozen food section?
Bakery cheesecake.
Bakery cheesecake. So made in
whipped
store.
Cream.
Oh, nice.
Just strawberries for days.
Love strawberries.
Strawberry cheesecake. Yeah.
Classic New York style cheesecake.
Very good.
Very dense.
All right.
3 minutes
good
in and
good
out.
Audible.
Yeah.
Solution. Yeah. Sister. I'm a solution brother. I want her to be a solution sister.
That's right.
So
my name is Mr. Wolf. I solve problems.
I think fast. I talk fast. So if you can't get the flowers and not replace it with the cheesecake, lots of luck, gentlemen. Mr. Wolf. Look, I respect you, okay? Sorry, doing all the voices, you know.
Lots of luck,
matter
gentlemen.
You come back here in the back of the car. You clean up his brain and ass.
What do you say, Marvin?
I don't even have an opinion. We're doing the soundtrack of Pulp Fiction right now. So the cheesecake is purchased. It's out to your mom's. Yeah. How long were you planning on spending at your mom's?
Probably 3 hours, you know, some quality time.
That's a good visit.
Nothing crazy.
That's a good
visit. So we bust through at 2:05, and contrary to popular belief, I hate being late when I tell someone I'm going to be there at a certain time.
Well, especially if it's home. You don't mind being late
correct.
At home. You
know? No, I mind being late here. It just happens more often because it's frequency, Mike. It's a numbers game. So
you know what? Wouldn't it be great if he showed up here with a cheesecake, though?
Every time he was late.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't be that good for me.
Be great for me.
You'd have to mail them to me.
So.
There's a dripping box at the at the door, Mike.
What if every time? What if now that Maddie's gone, it wouldn't help Pony though. We have to help Pony.
No, you're right.
No.
Wouldn't it be nice if every time he's late, he has to send me something from Gold Belly? Not now.
No.
I'm done. We'll get to that hopefully later in the show. I don't know whether we want to. Back to you.
Sorry
and
about that.
Your world.
So. And how much time we have, Rob?
We've got a few minutes here.
Okay,
we can carry over. Problem with this.
Good.
There's no
rules. We bust through with a cheesecake. My mom is pleasantly surprised. She goes, oh, cheesecake. She's like super over the moon. And my wife seems to be okay with life. And my mom's been doing this wild thing. And she's just not something. She's trying new dishes with us. So she had like a whole feast ready, and I don't even know what you call it. What's the little chickens that you have to debone and then put red pepper in the middle, and then you close the chicken with
cordon bleu?
A piece of string? Oh yeah,
chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah, gorgeous.
A little
amazing.
Ham and a little cheese in the middle of the chicken.
Wonderful! I've never seen
one
of them.
It's made
dish.
Right. It's one of the great foods of all time.
Just why did you say red pepper though?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably put paprika.
Okay.
He's probably saying paprika.
I think he's probably.
I don't know what that is. But it was a new dish for her, and it was delicious.
Yes.
Have a wonderful meal.
So you eat right away when you walk in?
Right away. She knew we were coming, so it was ready. This is how great my mom is. She's fantastic.
Oh, see, I love
right?
that. By That's the way, nice. I'm antisocial. Maybe I'm a pig. I don't know what it is, but when I go to a social event at somebody's house where I'm invited, especially like for a holiday, one of my buddies had me over, Carl and I over, and she served like 5 minutes after we got there. I loved it. Loved it. I'm a big one for you want to recreate, socialize,
oh my
post
God.
Meal.
No pleasantries. It's like, boom, food. Here we go.
Let's make it happen. Yes.
Yeah, and let's pause there because then things start going sideways.
Oh, this is the turn.
Yes, the turn.
You're all fed and they start going sideways?
It was probably, I was on my two last bites and then they start going sideways.
Okay, well, tell us the tale.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Hold on.
Okay.
You know what? This is an opening two segmenter. We'll do that. Let's take a break.
Okay,
we'll get our first break out of the way. And then we can come back and say, had two bites of food left.
Two.
We don't bury the lead on this show.
No.
Two bites.
It happened badly.
We'll come back with more anger.
No, it's not anger.
On the Mike O'Mara show.
Betrayal.
Whatever it is, something happened. We'll be right back.
Hello, fans, coming to you live. It's the O'Mara Wrestling Federation in our main event match. The Bolivian Butcher squares off against his most dominant opponent to date. In the steel cage, it's Oscar Santana versus the English Language.
I might have clarified this in the past, but you said manila envelope. I thought they were vanilla envelopes.
You are so stupid.
Seriously, you thought it was vanilla envelopes?
Yeah, because I'm like vanilla cult.
English may be his second language, but he's going to need first aid after that beatdown.
And with my brother and myself.
You don't need to say myself.
What the hell are you
because you went
say?
From an object to a subject.
Oh. Santana sure took a beating here tonight, but don't miss his commentary and opinions every Friday on TMOS. It's No Holds Barred on Oscar's Take. Tune in next week and see the brawl for it all. The one-man mob, Rob Spiewak, takes on diabetes in a winner-takes-foot match. Don't miss it, brother.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, wedding season update. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your outdated media digitally preserved to a modern format. And right now, they are offering 40% off so you can ensure your memories are safe for generations. As things return to normal, wedding season is upon us. Legacy Box actually digitally preserved VHS tapes, rather, of Rob's wedding, where I was there, actually.
Mike, do you realize?
Yeah, we're 25 years ago.
October is my silver anniversary. Can you stand it?
25 years
yes.
ago.
Yes.
And so this the 25th year. Will be right after you send your kids to school.
So we're really thinking we can make it.
It's going to be Rob's silver anniversary. The memories are golden, but the memories are golden.
Thank you.
Is it ensuring? Rob wrote that.
I did.
It's going to be Rob's silver anniversary, but the memories are golden. Isn't ensuring so that your family's legacy is digitally preserved just as important as creating these memories? Legacy, I'd love to see those, by the way. I would love to see you and the wedding pictures and the video.
I
and
have
all that.
So much hard hair. It's really hard to look at.
And the way they're preserved with Legacy Box, you could send them. You could send me a
Absolutely.
Clip. I'd love to
I
see
could.
That.
Yeah.
It's a way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. The process is so easy. You pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand. Then you enjoy perfectly preserved digital copies, thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we all did. Right now, Legacy Box is offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to get started today. That's legacybox.com/TMOS for 40% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS. All right, Mother's Day in the Santana household.
Dateline only. Maryland.
Only Maryland. Yeah. The meal is winding down.
Meal's you, winding down.
You successfully brought a cheesecake to your
yep.
mom.
Yep.
And I have no idea what happens at this
So point. This is when my sister calls from Los Angeles, or as we probably say, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, that's right.
And my mom starts tearing up. You know, they exchange mother pleasantries and like, no, you're the best mom. You're the best mom. And I'm like, oh, God. Just trying to get through this lunch.
Can I stop you?
Yes.
Right? I'm sorry, but I have questions whenever you're telling.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I do a little psychoanalysis. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why we do this also.
Yeah.
It might be for your entertainment, but we do this. So pangs of a little bit of envy when the sister calls, because the sister with the big family and no, the mother saying something like, you're the best, or
I celebrate
or what?
My family more than anyone I know. You know this. Like, I am supportive.
Yes.
I'm supportive.
I do, but I don't.
Yes.
Well, no, you should say, to be clear, you understand that he does it. When you say you don't celebrate your family.
Well, I didn't know. It's not that I don't, but I just, you know, petty jealousies abound in my, world.
So I don't mind look, the crying and the loving is great. And then I just get on the horn and my sister says, hey, I sent a Venmo to mom. Can you make sure that she deposits it, show her how to deposit into her account? I said, okay, sure. Like, no big deal. The annoying part was my sister sent some money to my mom for Mother's Day. And my mom was like making it seem like it was like the biggest deal in the world, right?
And do you think there's your sister, a cheesecake that's on the table that is your
do you think Safeway made this out of the blue in the hopes of no one buying it? Someone had to buy it.
And do you think your sister, and I'm not trying to point fingers and name names,
yes,
when she explained that there was some money sent, did she say, Mom, I made an arrangement for you to have a little money? Or did she say, like, I used a brand new electronic technology
to send money?
Oh, it so was you on heard speaker.
Yeah, I heard
so
her.
She didn't. Did she oversell it?
Oh my, yes, she oversold, because I opened the amount and it was oversold. So
is this something that your sister does regularly for your mom?
No,
it's a money gift, which is, you know, I mean, that's a little different for Mother's Day.
Fine.
But, you know.
And my mom looks at me and says,
your mom, by the way, point being, your mom stands on her own 2 feet with your dad's contribution.
She does. She does. It's a sweetener, right? It's a sweetener. It's a sweetener.
Okay.
And she looks at me like
a nice lazy sweetener.
She looks at me like I owe her a sweetener. She's like, what about you?
Oh.
And I was like,
wait, wait, hold on. Your mom. How did your mom indicate to you that
she goes,
maybe you could have done it? Jokingly or seriously?
I couldn't tell. It's like one of those things, like, you know, when a teenage kid says, oh, I would love some alcohol too, but if you gave it to them, they'd take it.
Yoli, not nice. Not nice.
When there's money on the table, no joking around.
I stopped her in her tracks. I said, Tatiana's in the rears. So, as in, you know what that means, right?
We don't have the money.
No, Tatiana's in the rears. Like, she owes, she's...
Oh, Tatiana is
in
arrears. Tatiana has to step up her game because she hasn't done as much as you've done in the past.
Bingo!
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Bingo.
You've got more plus points built up.
Right. Now you get more like an Irish family. Throw throw the sibling under the bus.
It's not Mother's Day. Not Mother's Day till we find a scapegoat.
Must be nice to send us pictures of living in a peninsula while I'm here living at Costco for trying to keep mom alive.
You could have labeled my whole extended family the blame game. That's what we played all the time. Kathy did it. I didn't do it. Well, Kathy got it. Yeah. All right. So, somewhat sours the
lunch because I've never stood up to my mom in that way. Like, usually it's like, all right, fine. What do you want? Like, but no, I
just want to get clarity on this.
Yes.
Okay. Before we go, because I understand what's happening. Your mom says, how about you? What about, where's your little stipend?
In a joking yet serious tone.
In a joking, it's bad form. I am on Team Oscar right now. Unquestioned. And then with the Tatiana's in arrears, like, well, she needs to do that. I don't. I'm the one that changes
your
friggin' light bulbs here.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm still with you.
Yeah.
I like the comment. But that puts a little pall over everything.
It does.
A haze.
And then my brother calls in a sweet way, and he's like super nice, and he doesn't have a Venmo, and there's no like smart ass comment to me. So I'm like, oh, that was a nice, pleasant call. That's how they all
are. They all calling right around the same ballpark? Is it? Do you like arrange for what time they're gonna call?
I text them all and said, you should call now. Mom's having a good mood. Let's, you know.
That's smart.
Like, I coordinate all of
them. But your brother, no card, nothing? Just a call?
No, because you know what my brother does? He buys my mom's new kitchens. Like, and granite countertops.
Yeah, he's up there saving lives, Rob.
Yes. I understand that.
Boston.
Absolutely.
Saving lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
Lifesaver in Boston.
Oh, you stole one of my bits.
Oh, sorry.
I'll come up later. You'll get it later.
Okay. So, then my sister... So that's fine. And then my wife, who at this point, I'm probably a little crispy, fine, you know? She says, you know, I hope one of these Mother's Days I can be a mother. And
that's a sweet thing. But that's a sweet thing.
Then looks at me and says, Oscar?
Shannon looks at you and says, Oscar?
Shannon says that. And then my mom
piles. And is she smiling when she says this?
Not really. She's kind of annoyed that she's not a mom yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on right now. I love you all. And there's no need for this. Like, we're having a good time. Mom's asking for a sweetener. You're asking for a baby. I got to go back to work after this. Yeah. What's going on?
I have a motto when something like that goes down, and it happens, I think, among a lot of people. My family will often hear me just go, all right, time and place. And it shuts it down because it's like, we're not doing, we're not playing this game right now.
You've got a better out.
Yeah.
You know, because so I stood up, I went and cut myself a piece of cheesecake. I put it on a paper plate, wrapped it in foil, grabbed my bag, and rolled out. That's what I did.
Wow. You split?
Yes, I had to go.
You were so pissed. This is, wait, now hold on.
Back to work.
Everything
Wow.
Yeah. 45 minutes, you eat, you grab your... grabs the cheesecake on the way out.
I'm taking the cake!
So you left your mom and your wife
I took my dad's car. You know why? Because he's in Bolivia living his other life. God bless him.
How much time? You say 45
the
minutes.
The Mercedes!
There was 45 minutes for the whole visit. But yes. How much time between the final two bites of food and your departure?
45 seconds. Like, it just... It turned that fast?
So it's the right hand by Yoli who says, hey, you know, you could pop a little money into a Venmo account. And your wife going, I could use a baby. And suddenly it just hit you. It hit you all at once. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. What
I said, I love you all. I shall take my slice and go and work on my sweetener. And maybe we can have a baby later. But I got to go back to the office.
Are they sitting at the table while this is happening?
They think I'm joking. And I'm not. Like, I'm very casual. I'm not mad. Like, I'm more. My tone is probably a little more heated here for effect. And then I'm sure that my mom heard the Mercedes turn over, and then...
What did you drive out there?
We went together with my wife.
Oh, you went together. Okay.
So and you're then, taking separate... You've made it clear to your wife that you're going to... So the baby subject is what really put you over the top.
Well, it was a strange time to bring that up.
It was kind of my mom to piling pile on in your mind, right?
Yes.
It was your mom, right after the sweetener, your wife piles on with... And another thing...
Yes.
And you felt overwhelmed. I've been there.
Yep.
Yeah. I felt there's nothing
and
worse
I could
with family to feel like you're getting picked
and
on.
And derail, or I could grab my slice and catch a breather.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, you did derail. I mean, let's be honest.
I derailed.
The walking out of after, you know, that for the, you know, not being there.
It was
for
a pleasant goodbye. I went and gave my mom a hug and kiss, and she looked at me like I was an alien. And then.
Because they're looking at you. You're really leaving?
Yeah.
You're really, really leaving. Yeah. So. I must ask you now, any phone calls on the way back into D.C.?
Oh, no.
When was this revisited?
I threw on Howard 100, and then at every red light, I ate a slice of cheesecake.
Cheesecake!
Not a slice, but I took a bite of cheesecake, and I was like, this is wonderful. This Sunday is great. And by the way, you know, it's probably good that I'm driving this car around because it needs the battery to be run. Like, it needs to be
run
around the block.
You exercise the gaskets.
Didn't your father tell you something like, make sure the car's, you know, run the car periodically?
I'm just more thinking logistically. How am I going to get back to the house later on?
Before you left, did you make sure there was nothing thawing on top of the car?
Yes, it was nice and clear.
Just
thank
checking.
You.
All right.
Thank
you. So, obviously, your bride has to return to the marital home. After this,
no, she actually returned to work because that's where I was.
She came to work with you.
Yes. No, later on.
Later on,
probably an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, she shows up and?
So I said, look, I apologize. I said, I'm sorry for walking out the way I did. I said,
good move.
That's smart.
I said, I don't think you understand that, you know, it's been like, I love mom and she's great and she's awesome, but like when my brother and sister, especially if you want to like trigger me, it's when my brother and sister, like they make it seem like they're going all the way out when, if anything, like I feel like I take care of my mom all the time, which I love to, and I'm happy to do it.
Why we get along, because I have no argument. Yep. I have no argument with that whatsoever. How did she take that?
She goes, I could see that. And she, the baby, I was like, I want to give you a baby. Like, I want to give you a baby. Like, I want to do that. That's amazing. That's great. This and that. But it's not that I don't want to. It was like, but right now I'm focused on like what's like 50 yards in front of me. And it's this week of broadcasts and what's coming up. And we just got a new lighting director come in. Like, it's a lot. There's a lot going on.
And to be fair,
and what
she
will
really
know, you never plan for it.
No, you never plan for it, but
it just happens. Look, I know there are people that say we want to try to have a child, and there are people that go to fertility clinics and go through hoops or adopt or whatever, and I'm all for that. But in many cases, and I think Rob might back this up, that it kind of happens when it happens.
It does.
You know,
and if she really wants a baby, she better cook that chicken all the way. Because
what is that? What do you mean by that?
That's a throwback to when Oscar wasn't feeling good enough for sexy time when he took his staycation because the chicken was undercooked for dinner.
Yeah, we got sick.
So it's a two-way street. You get that chicken so it's not pink in the middle.
And in fairness, like right now what brings me joy, right? And I can announce this now, and I'm probably going to jinx it. But we're hiring like wonderful talent from around the country to join the Podville media team. And like we're getting applicants from Ivy League universities, and one of our hires that graduated from Harvard signed with us this past Friday, which is
exciting.
When you're attracting that type of talent, like that's what drives you right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
great.
What I'm focused on.
Building the business.
Yes. Right.
Building our business as well.
Not having a baby. It's our business. It's literally our business, Mike.
I think in a year or two, we want to build our business, too.
Yes. Yeah. But this is our business.
Yes. I know it's our business.
Yes.
That's good. You're motivated by work, but at the same time, I certainly understand where she's coming from, and I would be thrilled if you two wanted to do something along those lines. But I understand the triggering when the brother and sister call.
Yeah.
I understand them with it.
There was a confluence of situations there.
Right.
That, again, time
is. It was like a solar flare.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens once in a while.
I came from the world of the perfect nuclear family. You know, Paul and Kathy have been married 40 years. Their kids have the perfect nuclear families. They have the perfect little world. They do it. I was the outlier. I was the Johnny Carson serial marriager. I was the guy doing that. You know, I know that. I know that. And by the way, I think I was treated. You know when I was treated best? You know when I was treated best in my family, Oscar?
When?
Between marriages. When I was the sad sack. That's when I was treated really well. Oh, hey, it's like whenever, you know, when I get into a relationship, it's like then it's a little bit different. You know, I don't know. Mm. It's weird.
So,
it's complicated.
So so we had a nice talk and it was sweet. And we both like. She gets it. And we were there roughly till she was there till 9:30, no, 10 o'clock in fair. I was there till 11:30 p.m. I'm happy
to do that. The
rest
of the day was okay?
The rest of the day was great. She turned on her TV and started doing some data analytics for the job we were doing. Just, it was great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't
Everything
give her any guff about it. I said, fine, if you want to watch that story, fine, and then do that. Whatever makes you happy.
Go look at your stories.
And then my mom texts
Can I ask about the story? Is it a Dateline type thing?
No. It's mystical. It's like Vampire Diaries. It's for kids.
All I know is that, you know, Carla and I had a little, you know, got a little tense towards the end of yesterday. It's just a long weekend. I'll tell you all about it. But I mean, and then, you know, I walk in and she's watching. I see a big picture of Scott Peterson on the screen. You know?
Yeah.
They've been running that guy a lot. Yeah. My mom.
Does
my
she
mom
root
writes,
for a particular side during those shows?
Whoever's getting the guy.
My mom writes
in jail.
And I'll read it. I'll read it directly from my mom.
Oh, this is a text from your mother.
This is from my mom.
Okay.
It was very telling. Where's mom here? Okay. She says, ¿Cómo estás, mijito? Which is, how are you?
How are you, little man?
Yeah. this is so ruthless of me. she writes, trata a Shannon con cariño. Y no te estreses tanto. Te quiero mucho. She goes, treat Shannon with love and don't stress so much. I love you a lot. I love you lots, right?
That's
and
then a little sweet. Very good thing. Ending.
Yeah. That's a great text. Yeah.
That's a good ending, Oscar. He has to be there. Just, what, I might, what is it? Give me the first, como esta what?
I said, como estas, I'm sorry, como estas, mijito?
Mijito, we have to take a break, okay?
Right now, the secret to a good mojito, Mike, is fresh mint.
I wrote my mom. I said, estoy bien, está bien, no worries, please.
Please.
Not today.
It ended happy. We have to take a break. Okay, mijito, we're going to come back with the
homepage?
The homepage. I'm sorry. Monday.
Love you, Mom.
Behold, I have purchased a new blender for my kitchen.
Did you buy it through the Mike O'Mara Show shopping center?
No, I picked it up at a big box store.
You have dishonored yourself by not shopping through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You have brought shame to our people. Now we must fight. I hope that you have learned a valuable lesson.
From now on, I will do all my shopping through the TMOS shopping center.
Buy something, say something.
Zang.
That's a... What were they doing? What were they smoking?
I have no idea. That? It was the Kung Fu promo, Mike.
Good Lord. Wow. Hey, don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body, Oscar. Theragun can help. Use your Theragun. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. I have a Theragun. I'm going to tell you something. It is built so beautifully.
Yes.
I love this thing. It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. And the Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension. Using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. You got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and
you.
In fact, Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers invested in the company. That's how much they believe in Theragun. It's fantastic. Try Theragun for 30 days. Starting at only $199, go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now.
When?
Now. And get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS, everybody. You're going to love it as much as I do. I guarantee it.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, everybody. Let's start out with the Kentucky Derby. It's in question after the winner, Medina. Is it Medina or Medina?
Medina.
Medina.
Funky Enzo. Called Medina. Medina Spirit. Failed a drug test. The horse tested positive for betamethasone. Betamethasone.
Yes, I think that's
Betamethasone. Betamethasone. It's a steroid injected into the joints to reduce pain and swelling. That's illegal. If he fails the second test, he can be stripped of his title, and the runner-up, Mandaloon. Mandaloon! Oh, Mandaloon! Will be declared the winner. Medina Spirits trainer Bob Baffert. Is it Medina or Medina? I forgot again.
Medina.
Medina.
Medina Spirits trainer Bob Baffert says, yeah, the guy with the sunglasses.
And the white hair.
Beware. Says something doesn't add up. Quote, I was totally shocked when I heard this news. The last thing I want to do is something that would jeopardize the greatest sport. This is a pretty serious accusation. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We didn't do it. Churchill Downs has suspended Baffert from entering other horses there. The Preakness Stakes goes down this Saturday in Baltimore. They haven't decided if they'll let Medina Spirit run. Horse racing has a pretty serious doping problem. And Baffert has faced dozens of allegations over the years. Mm-hmm. But Medina Spirit is in jeopardy of becoming only the third horse in the 147-year history of the Derby to be stripped of a victory. Stay tuned. Any updates on this?
What happened to the wagers? No. What happens to the wagers?
Oh, I had no idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Money. You lose that money. That goes back.
You don't get it
back? It's not official. It's got to be official.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure about that. That's a great question.
That is a
great question.
The parent
find out maybe tomorrow we can talk about what happens with the wagers. If indeed, first of all, we have to wait till it's final. Yeah.
All I know is that at the Preakness, is that if they have all that trouble,
It's going to be different in the infield. It's going to be different in the infield.
I don't know. Rob, I know you watched this. Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Yes, I watched it too.
During his monologue, Elon said, I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL, or at least the first to admit it. And it's a good thing he qualified that because it's not the first time. Dan Aykroyd revealed in 2013 that he has Asperger's, and he'd hosted a decade earlier in 2003. During Saturday's show, Elon appeared on Weekend Update to explain exactly what Dogecoin is. Of course, by the end of the bit, they got him to admit it's a hustle, which is too funny. And in the real world, Dogecoin's value actually plummeted. Mm-hmm. That actually affected it.
Wow. In real time.
It was,
hard to
you know
say what?
What
was the cause.
I usually watch Saturday Night Live the following morning, and I was hesitant to even hit play. It was one of the better episodes in a long time.
Mike. It was a great episode.
It really was.
A great episode.
It's cool. And it's worth it just to see Pete Davidson doing Chad in space.
Well, I saw that one. I watched
oh, you did see that? Oh, good.
Just hysterical.
That was great.
Just absolutely. That is my favorite bit. Might be my favorite current bit on Saturday Night Live. I love it. The Global Citizen Fundraising Concert advocating importance of vaccine equity has pulled in $302 million, exceeding the goal for the organization's campaign. Global Citizen announced Saturday that the funds raised helped procure more than 26 million doses at the Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. I like this. The organization said money was garnered through several philanthropic and corporate commitments. President Joe Biden, Prince Harry, and Jennifer Lopez were among the big names who took part. It was recorded May 2nd, aired Saturday on ABC, ABC News Live, CBS, YouTube, and iHeartMedia radio stations. And it will broadcast the concert staged at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Let me see, 26 million.
The best
doses.
Part was when Joe Biden sang "The Piano's Been Drinking." It was
the Tom Waits song.
Yeah, he loves it.
The piano has been drinking. Who went to see Tom Waits in concert in Poughkeepsie? This guy.
Hey, winner.
Man, oh, man, I was taking the wrong drugs. Not a drinking concert. No. Tom Waits and Leon Redbone. Yeah, nice concert.
Wow, high energy.
This is other good news. I love these stories about the Kobe. Impromptu street celebrations erupted across Spain as the clock struck midnight on Saturday, when a six-month-long national state of emergency to contain the spread of coronavirus ended and many nighttime curfews were lifted. I remember Italy and Spain. Remember at the middle of this when they were talking about how horrible it was over there? In Madrid, I always want to visit Spain. I think I want to visit Spain someday. Police had to usher revelers out of the central Puerto del Sol square, where the scenes of unmasked dancing and group singing mimicked pre-pandemic life.
Wow.
It was great. Teenagers and young adults also poured into central squares and beaches of Barcelona to mark the relaxation of restrictions.
That's great.
Now, with that said, I check Florida every day.
Yeah.
Still, I'm not going to be comfortable, while I still see cases over 3,000 a day here, and I still see deaths. In the tens, 60, 70.
Ever vigilant.
Not good. Ever vigilant. And, we obviously had a spike after spring break here in Florida.
Yeah.
And I hope things calm down. I really, really do. It's just traveling this weekend, I get the vibe that, I'm fully vaccinated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there in a restaurant waiting to go sit down and eat, and I got a mask on.
Yep.
And it's just, I don't get it. I
not
just
everybody
don't get the
does.
Way people roll. I really don't get
fully
it.
Vaxxed and fully nervous still. That's me.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody should kind of beware. You should still be aware of that. And now a little something something. There is a 53-year-old guy. His name is David Stavely from Andover, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. And last year, he took $440,000 in PPP loans to pay the employees at his three restaurants. There was just one problem. He only owned two restaurants.
Oh.
And they weren't open before the pandemic. So he didn't have any employees and definitely didn't need $440,000.
Oh, dear.
He was the first person in the country who was charged with fraud over PPP loans last year. So he came up with another genius plan. He tried to fake his own death.
Hey!
Love this guy. Last May, His car turned up on a beach in Massachusetts with his wallet and a suicide note. But when the U.S. Marshals investigated, they couldn't find any evidence he'd actually killed himself. They tracked him down a few months later using a fake identity in Georgia. He took a deal last week to plead guilty to conspiracy and failure to appear in court and to have bank fraud and identity theft charges dropped. He's going to be sentenced in June and will always be known as your fraudster from Boston. See, I told you I had it coming up in the show. That's the way we do it, everybody. All right. I'm gonna annoy a few of my good friends who told me how cool this place was because maybe it wasn't what I expected. Who knows? As my friend Mark Miller says to me occasionally, is there anything you like? I'll tell you about my Mother's Day right here coming up.
Hello, this is Dick Queasy, and I'm glad to talk to you all again. I know that you heard a lot about restaurant folk moaning about how the pandemic's been bad for business, but I'm here to tell you, not here. Matthew and I have been hoarding seafood since St. Patrick's Day 2020 and keeping it in my freezer. Actually, it's more of a fridge, but who cares? I got over 13 months of nearly good as fresh fish, lobster, clams, scallops, and some things I think might be calamari. Come out to Queasy's. It all tastes good thanks to my special ingredient, blue cheese crumbles. Mmm. And here's a kitchen secret. My blue cheese started out as cheddar. Ha ha. No mask, no problem. Come as you are. Don't worry. There's not a thermometer in sight. Why would I take your temperature when I don't even take my seafood's temperature? By golly, I'll see you soon at Dick Queasy's or at the ER.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, are you still going to the post office and still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. You can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. Simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you, Oscar.
Just like us.
Stop wasting time going to the post office. Well done. And go to stamps.com. It's just like a theater production. Sorry, let me say it again. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments, your contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS or homepage. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right. On Tuesday last week, I will tell you, and I don't want to mention names, even though I probably have mentioned names before.
Sure.
I won't do it now, but I'm saying this is me. And perhaps it was just my reaction. But I started looking forward to this restaurant with the dessert room on Tuesday.
Big deal.
And it was a big deal. Rob, I want to commiserate with you on this.
Okay.
I believe that when you, for example, are dieting or you're eating a certain way, and then you look forward to, from a long way off,
yes,
to some sort of food situation.
Right.
You can occasionally set yourself up for a fall.
Yeah, but
for example, one meal a week or something where, hey, we're going to this place.
Right.
Or I'm going to break my diet for one night or that type of thing. It always seems to me.
You attach a lot of importance to it. And
you put too much importance to it. You're going to get disappointed.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, to be fair, I know this place had been heavily sold to you because the way you sold it on the show.
I was excited. Sold to me. Not just one aspect of it. I've been there before.
Right.
It's a steakhouse. But the big claim to fame is that after you enjoy your food, you go upstairs to the dessert room.
I was hoping to hear from you with a rave over the weekend.
I think perhaps it was the mood. I don't know. It was not an unhappy mood, but we were so excited. We were talking about it constantly. And then when the time came and we got up there, yes.
We discussed on Friday's program, was there an effort made to eat lighter, eat less than you might normally during the regular meal to save room for the dessert room?
Yes, there was.
So actually, but there was, there was modifications made based on this.
But there was no effort made to drink less.
Understood.
But there's a little glow, and then as it winds down, we had a great guy, great server at this restaurant, a really, really terrific guy who was just a font of information because you ask a lot of questions.
Yeah,
it's a place steeped in history. And then it's time. And said, so, are you guys ready? We're all set to have you go to the dessert room. And we realized at the end that you settle up your tab for dinner. And then you go upstairs to start all over again. And that might come into play a little bit later. Don't say anything yet.
Okay.
That might come into play.
Okay.
It's, you know, new server, new check, new everything. As soon as I heard that, I just that little anthem of Rob in the back of my mind saying that's how they get you, because it really is the whole thing over again.
Uh-huh.
It's not like tacked on. And by the way, we had a drink before we went in, and so that was another one we had. So
that's
if you count,
a terrible that's process, though.
Horrible
terrible.
Process.
Well, for the consumer, perhaps, but
no,
perhaps
it's
a
for,
windfall
it's for
the.
No, it's for them as well, Mike. Think about it.
I
the
don't
pain
know.
Points of taking your wallet out.
Yes.
Every single time, you're adding a hurdle to the process.
Well, you're adding another check to the process.
Done.
It's the way it's been done.
I bet it works just fine for the steakhouse.
And this was my problem.
Could work better, is what I'm saying.
This is how I would describe it. If this was a restaurant and this was not billed as the dessert room, I would have said this is one of the coolest layouts I've ever seen. The individual booths are made out of wine barrels. Massive wine barrels.
Cool.
And it's really fascinating. But when Spanky McFatass gets up to the top of the stairs, and Spanky McFatass's mother-in-law might have concurred with this. When I think it, I want to hear, you know, close your eyes and you'll live in a land of imagination.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to... to get to the top of the stairs, and then suddenly there will be whites and pinks and reds and yellows.
I want a cheesecake to greet me.
I want
to walk in. It was not what I expected. So that was but that didn't matter because ultimately I want, food.
Right.
And
you're willing to sacrifice ambiance. For the actual food.
Yeah. And so, we are put into this booth, and I'm like, okay. And then the menu comes out, and I'm very excited, and then we wait.
Hold your breath.
And we wait.
Make a wish.
And, I wanted to see desserts. I wanted to, I wanted to see
a conveyor belt
tables
of
with
chocolate
everybody
lake
and you
display.
Can't, what I see, I'm walking by these little cracks in the wine barrel where these private tables and you see plates with crumbs on them. And I know that people love this.
Right.
And I know that there are people that swear by this. So I know this is just me. My anticipation was, but it didn't matter even though it didn't look like what I wanted it to look
right.
like. And then the server came over, and let's just say the place was thumping. Mother's Day Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was insane. And perhaps that...
Good-looking crowd, ugly crowd.
Hard to see the crowd.
I like judging restaurants by their looks.
Hard to see the crowd.
That might be part of it because you're going to be so enclosed that you can really cost them a fortune in fudge.
Well, you know what? I would equate it with, for anybody that's been to... it's going to cost them a fortune in fudge. It would be the same as, when you're at the top of Space Mountain before the ride starts. It's dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
Mm-hmm. It's dark and it's hard to see. And then I ordered a pineapple cake. with a macadamia ice cream. And when I was a boy, my favorite cake of all time was pineapple upside down cake.
Good cake.
I still love it. Mm-hmm. I still love it. And it was delicious. And then my wife and my mother-in-law ordered bananas Foster for two.
Is it prepared tableside?
It's prepared tableside.
That's a show. Love it. Love
what about
not really.
Burns Baked Alaska?
Sorry. What's that? That was on the menu. That was
what about chocolate
menu.
Peanut butter truffle? They look beautiful.
They are beautiful. They
chocolate
are beautiful
cheese
dessert.
Pie.
I think we were
King
full.
Midas.
I think what's King Midas? What's that?
King Midas is
a cake,
a carrot cake featured in this dessert
shake
alongside macadamia nut ice cream and hot fudge.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Gorgeous. Yum. A lot of that ice cream.
Yeah,
not everything. That's it.
That must be their signature ice cream.
I guess what I envisioned was, what I found out, Trip, I think, let me know that there's a sampler. Now, that would have been fun. I didn't see that, but
the trio of liquid center cakes? Yes, a variation of beloved volcano chocolate cake. This trio of chocolate cakes is filled with warm chocolate.
No, I wanted a sample of it. I wanted a little bite of everything.
Yeah, think the impression you had, or at least the impression I
was
garnered,
that we'd have, yes.
Like,
yes.
You want a flight of desserts?
No, that it was like a room where you could walk around. And there was tastes of things.
What are you having?
Yeah.
But look, there are people that, this is me. This is not everybody else. You know, I'm not giving it a total pan because it's still special.
Right.
And it's fine. But then,
it's not really a dessert.
I got to make
room.
A friggin' mortgage payment, too.
It's
you know a, what I mean?
It's
I mean,
a separate, give me a break. It's a separate restaurant that serves cake.
You drove two and a half hours.
Yeah. And then there's that.
Steak and cake.
Are they still on in the morning?
By the way, that's my
there?
New restaurant. I'm getting back into the game. Michael O'Mara's Steak and Cake. Everyone that comes into the door gets a steak, piece of steak, and a piece of cake.
And if a patron asks for something light on the menu, you just kick them out.
That's right. Exactly. If you want light, go out the door and look at the sun, because that's the light you're going
to
get.
And Mike, that's right next to my alcoholic deli, the Beer and Schmear.
Beer and schmear. Where you get a bagel with a great cream cheese, flavored cream cheeses, and any beer you want. Beer and Schmear is located in the same complex, the same strip mall as Steak and Cake.
That's right.
Steak and Cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have, and by the way, we have filet, New York strip, and a porterhouse.
Mm.
And we have chocolate, vanilla, and carrot. Three cakes, three steaks. That's why we call it Steak and Cake.
Carrot.
Right.
Carrot.
And carrot.
What kind?
Chocolate, yellow, carrot.
Mike, what kind of cakes do you have?
We have chocolate cake. We have a yellow cake with chocolate fudge ice cream. And we have carrot cake with a buttercream icing.
I will have the porterhouse.
Okay.
And the carrot.
Good choice, sir. Good choice. Are you interested in the beverage?
No.
You sure?
Okay, what do you have? What do you have to offer as far as beverages?
We offer Miller High Life or milk.
I will have the porterhouse, carrot,
mm-hmm.
one Miller High Life,
right,
and a small milk.
Okay.
Do you have whole milk?
Can I interest you in an appetizer? We have two.
What do you offer?
Pigs in a blanket
and
slices of cheddar cheese.
I will have slices of cheddar cheese followed by the porterhouse.
Right.
Carrot.
Yep.
Miller High Life.
Mm-hmm.
Small whole milk.
Thank you. It's two beverages. There's an upcharge for the milk. You know that, don't you?
I insist on paying it.
Okay.
Yeah, room temperature only.
Right. Yeah, and not too meals, cold.
Yeah, and all and all meals come with chips.
Yes.
Is there a charge for the chips?
No. Utz potato chips.
In
not bulk. Not wavy.
In a bag.
Bulk.
In a bag. That's it.
All right. I will have slices of cheddar.
Yes, slices of cheddar.
A bag of chips. Porterhouse.
And carrot. The milk and a Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, a small milk, and carrot.
I've got your order. Thank you. We'll be right back. It's delicious. And by the way, on the way home, please stop by Beer and Schmear. It's delicious. No, I know this is, and I'm sorry to disappoint people that love
it. It's a pan.
And it's a tradition. I get it. For me, it's an excuse to charge you all over again for another meal for cake. That's it.
So is it, sir, sure, we're going to move your bill upstairs? People. Do you have to close, tip, go back upstairs, and then close tip again?
Oh, yes.
Brutal.
Mike, thank you very much. I got a screen cap from Matt Bloom from the Burns website, and it says, what can be done for special occasions? And the answer is, Burns can put a candle in the dessert of the person celebrating.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Funny.
There you go.
How'd they get you?
Anywho,
matches are extra.
Right.
You wanted it lit.
Beautiful, beautiful evening. Really, really fun. I'm making light because that's what I do. I'm not really serious. Anyway, we'll be right back, everybody, with the audio digital dumpster. The dessert room.
This has to be a big deal because Google auto-completed dessert room.
It's a dessert lover's paradise.
Bonjour. Welcome to the Rob Spiewak Dessert Room Restaurant. All desserts all the time with all your favorites.
Cheesecakes and pies and this torts. Strawberries on a chocolate shoe made of ganache and cake, and it looks like a high heel, and you can eat it. It's gross.
I'm never full.
I hope Monsieur was not overdoing it last night.
Small plated dessert, so sampling may be in your future.
Oh, I'm full.
You can make a reservation for Rob Spiewak's Dessert Room Restaurant and become a talking head by writing to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Be sure to include a phone number and you could
be our guest, be our guest.
Is that a little burp at the end that we had
timely.
There?
Yeah.
Hey, I wish y'all could see my lawn down here in West South Florida. All the neighbors are jealous of my... All the ladies are jealous of my nails. No, all of my neighbors are jealous of the lawn. It's lush. It's green. No brown spots. If you haven't tried Sunday, I started talking about this, I think about a year ago up in Maine when I used Sunday up there and really brought my lawn back up in Maine. This is a custom lawn care plan with a variety of ways to help you grow a beautiful lawn, control weeds, and remove pests. They take out all of the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. I just went to GetSunday.com, put in my home address. They actually see the soil sample. They actually see where you are geographically. In seconds, Sunday explains exactly what you need and why, and everything is waiting at your door when you need it. All I had to do was attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose. I am not kidding you. It's that easy. Yeah. I basically water my lawn. Takes about 15 minutes, used to take a whole day. This stuff really works. My grass looks better than ever. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS, and you are going to love it as we open up. Got to check and see. Oh, she's still there. Francis.
Her kids brought her a cheesecake over the weekend.
That's sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, somebody sent her some money. What do you got in the dumpster there?
This was sad for me because I always thought she was exceptionally sexy. Over the weekend, Tawny Katane died at age 59. Cause of death has not been released, but of course, I think we all remember from the video, the Whitesnake video from Here I Go Again. And also, she was in Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks. He is not a person of interest in the death.
Okay.
And, but
it's a young death. That's,
yeah, 59. Very, she very dated, sad. I didn't realize that at the time she was dating David Coverdale. And he put something sweet up about her. But 59 is too young, and I know she had some missteps, and but it's just sad that 59.
They don't know
is,
anything yet.
No,
right?
No,
they,
she's
they
just so know. Young, so young. But okay. Great video, iconic video.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Did you get hit by any space debris from China over the weekend?
I've got a few chuck marks in my yard, but other than that, it's fine. It killed a cane toad.
I know that your Sunday lawn treatment will cover any damage that was done for all the space.
It comes right back automatically.
Well, there's a guy, his name is Ted Muehlhaupt from the Aerospace Corporation, and he's saying...
Hi, Ted!
He's saying that the Chinese rockets really need to get their S together, because this is the second time that huge... Actually, it fell into the Indian Ocean. No one was
They don't
harmed.
Care.
They don't care! Chinese!
They could care less. They don't care. They don't care about the air. They don't care about the pollution. They don't care. It's China.
Watch out for Chinese space debris.
This is the second largest uncontrolled reentry in the last couple of decades. The previous one was the previous version of this launch last May. And that one rained pieces down in Eastern Africa and did some damage, I believe. Most people thought they would have learned their lesson and not done it again. You know, they're two for two with this particular design.
Hey, hold it so for a second. Most people thought with your, you know, your multiple degrees in rocket science, you'd get a microphone to work, you hump.
Like, actually, he recorded this with a piece of Chinese space debris.
Yeah, but at least it fell in the ocean.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but good. Still, but that's, I mean, that's odds are that that would happen. But still, come on, guys, use your head. Let's get it together. We don't want space debris falling from the sky. It's bad stuff. Remember Skylab?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It goes way back. So
did that fall too? Did that fall down?
Yeah, but I don't think it hurt anybody.
All right.
That was a million years ago. That's just what I think of space debris. I think of Skylab. Uh-huh. So do you ever get the impression that when you call someone, they're dodging your calls?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I know for a fact that...
not dodging, but not... I certainly... Look, when someone... I don't know whether it's dodging. I don't dodge a lot of calls, but I do get the impression that my calls are dodged sometimes. And it's usually because one of my... daughters is doing something, and I get a call relatively soon after.
This is the worst line I've ever, and this is not doesn't pertain to me, but I've heard someone give someone where I was like, oh my god, that's quite erratic and rude and probably a lie. When they say, I just don't know where my phone is.
Yeah,
like how do you not know where your phone is?
Well, and the people that say that are the ones where when you spend any time with them, it's attached to their iris.
Of course. I go back to when my father had an answering machine that he would use to screen calls, and when his mother figured out that he was using the answering machine to screen calls, there would be messages that would go, Bob, pick up the phone, Bob.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone, Bob. Well, there's this lady, and she knows that her son is not going to pick up the phone if she calls him, but she knows that he loves her enough that he monitors her Ring doorbell. So she went out and left this message for her son.
We are having taco night. If you like to eat, you just come over and you're welcome to get it. You hear me? I called it and you didn't answer because I think you're busy. But anyway, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
So she goes and stands
on
the front
porch.
What
is that accent? I can't place that accent.
I can't either.
We are having taco night. If you like to eat, you just come over and you're welcome to get it.
Mongolian.
You hear me?
Whatever it is, it's emphasized by her advanced age.
But it's such a sweet.
So sweet.
I want to go over there.
You just want the taco.
By the way, the genius.
Yeah, smart though.
To know that she can walk in front of her Ring doorbell, and that's how she talks to her son.
So very sweet.
We are having taco night. If you'd like to eat, you just...
I think Mike...
you'd like to eat.
I think that might be a good closer tape for us. Hey, how about Singapore? You love it?
Never been. Never had the pleasure. But I saw Crazy Rich Asians and loved that.
They've got a great campaign going now to make sure all your Singapore residents, would they be Singaporeans? What would it be?
Singaporeans. That sounds like something you'd see in Star Trek.
Yeah, they got to get back, so they released a disco song that's getting airplay on the radio.
Yeah, Rosie, come on, be brave. The vaccine is not anyhow wet, and against COVID, it will protect. Singapore, don't wait and see.
Let's do a live remote in Singapore.
I want to.
Oh, yeah.
But you get caned, right? You know, you don't want to bring
wealthiest,
any.
Don't steal.
Well,
in the
if you shoplift, you get caned. Just behave
correct
yourself.
Me if I'm wrong. Isn't that where Crazy Rich Asians takes place? Isn't it Singapore?
I'm almost positive.
I think it's
it is.
Singapore.
Sounds right. Yeah,
I think it is. Gotta love that.
Best looking cast of any movie ever.
If I'm not mistaken, the futuristic. What's that HBO? Westworld. Westworld.
Westworld takes place at a country club.
The latest season of Westworld is so futuristic, and it looks like something that's CGI, but it's not. They went to Singapore to film it there because the architecture there is so out of this world.
Really?
It looks like it's 30 years ahead
of time. That's so cool. So this was going viral on YouTube over the weekend, and it was called...
Call Live Nation, see if they've got a location in Singapore.
Absolutely.
This says every conversation.
Chuckle Singapore.
The laugh barrel. Mike, good news. We got booked at Bananas. This was viral on YouTube. This is every conversation you're going to have for the next month. And I like when people do this. This is the same guy doing both sides of the conversation, cutting between himself. I think this is probably pretty accurate.
It's been almost an entire year since we hung out.
I know, right? What vaccine did you get?
Oh, I got the Pfizer vaccine. Which vaccine did you get?
I got the Moderna vaccine.
Really?
Side effects?
No, you
first.
Okay, well, I didn't get any side effects on the first dose, but I did get some side effects on the second dose.
That is so weird because I got side effects on the second dose, but I didn't get any side effects on the first dose.
It's so weird how different people react.
I was really tired and then I got a light headache.
I had a light headache and I was really tired.
Do you know anybody who got the Johnson & Johnson?
I don't know anybody who got the Johnson & Johnson.
It feels so weird not wearing a mask.
So get ready for that.
So true.
So perfect.
Let us close with this. Mike, what seafood, Oscar, you can jump in if you want. What seafood is the most commonly consumed seafood worldwide?
Shrimp.
Mm. Shrimp, exactly. And it's National Shrimp Day. So, Mike, here is my list of ways you can prepare shrimp for dinner tonight.
Shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
I'm excited. Tonight I'm going to a steakhouse. They have a shrimp room. And I'm going into the shrimp room. That's your digital dumpster. Close up, Francis. We'll see you tomorrow.
We got to get out of here, everybody. Taco night. Very, very excited for that. We got to think about it. Tomorrow, I will explain this.
Ooh.
I know it looks like a simple plastic slingshot, but it was very, very interesting. Not really, but I'll make it that way. Anywho. No.
Quite a teaser.
And this is the other part.
Oh.
Yeah.
That.
Right. Fun. I'm a 61-year-old father of a 7-year-old.
Whoopee!
We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All you people want is more!
Oh, good for you!
What do I do?